Next person we're going to do is going to be Joyce, J-O-Y-C-E, Chenier, C-H-E-N-I-E-R. She was born 2941. So she's an 83-year-old woman, currently on hospice. Oh, put July face-to-face for the date. You don't have to put the date on it. Ms. Chenier was evaluated today for face-to-face with end-stage history of Alzheimer's dementia. The family tells me that she's eating less. She's ADL dependency, bowel and bladder incontinence, of course. She's bedbound now. She's sleeping less. She has increased confusion. We talked about increasing her medication, but the family has always been against them. Any type of medication, and would like to avoid any increased medication. They would like to calm her down with talking to her, especially when she wakes up in the middle of the night with increased agitation. Period. She has a KPS score of 40%. She's eating less. She has had weight loss. Which is unavoidable. History of COPD, metabolic encephalopathy, also history of DVT in the lower extremities, period. Patient also has a history of interstitial lung disease and recurrent TIAs associated with vascular dementia, period. Medications are reviewed with the family. Once again, they realize that decreased sleep, increased agitation is related to end-stage Alzheimer's dementia. They would not like to increase her medication, period. She also has issues with cold symptoms with no fever, chills, no discolored sputum. This could be related to her aspiration issues, which is very common in patients with Alzheimer's dementia who they end up dying with aspiration pneumonia. I would recommend Mucinex over the counter. At this time, no antibiotics is necessary, period. Nipiragraph, increased confusion, and changes that is noted is unavoidable related to her Alzheimer's dementia and hospice diagnosis of Alzheimer's dementia and vascular dementia, as well as vascular dementia, period. Nipiragraph, the weight loss is unavoidable. She requires change in her position to keep her from developing decubitus ulcers over the bony protuberances, period. Findings discussed with patient daughter at length before leaving their residence. Did I say her other comorbidities includes metabolic encephalopathy, stage 3 renal insufficiency, and a history of recurrent urinary tract infection, which once again is consistent with the end-stage Alzheimer's dementia. Thank you.